one, which is the to confirm the minutes of our last meeting, which is from April, paper A. Has anybody got any concerns or comments? No? You right there, Barbara? You got anything there?
I mean, there's two various things that could do updates on.
Okay.
But,
in the moment.
I think some of it might be picked up as we go along.
Okay, so I'll sign them for the moment. And we can.
Can I just say, Barbara, if there is anything that's coming up under the minutes that we haven't covered during the agenda through here, there is an item at the end. Members' question time, yeah. So if there's anything that comes up after that's not covered during the meeting, you can raise that in members' question time.
I mean, you know my feelings about the minutes, because they're this format. I like minutes where we have actions and things are more clear and spelled out, discussed in more of the discussion. But
okay. What do you see in minutes? What's your view, Gerald?
Pension boards evolve. One of the things that I've done, recognising that minutes are formal minutes, I supplement those with a separate paper to the pension committee, which summarises A, recommendations in one paragraph with justification, B, assurances that we've gained, and C, any other information I think will be of use to the committee. And so that tends to be ideally an A4 summary of what could be 8 or 9 complicated sets of minutes. So instead of having to go halfway down page 3 and the top of page 5, it ranks them.
Okay.
So summary report, which, because I attend the committees, I then present, doesn't work everywhere, dependent on availability.
Okay.
So it's some recommendations at the top, assurances gained, and anything else.
Okay. And that's something you do as the chair?
I write that as independent chair, So it's not one for Joe.
Yeah.
It's one for me as independent chair.
Mm.